Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday, Monday night in Toronto. Two of our favorites were inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Longtime Predators captain Shea Weber and longtime Predators general manager David Poile, who joins us on the phone now. David, good morning. Congratulations. How you doing?
I'm on cloud nine. I'm a bit tired, to be honest. It's four or five nights of just great events, socializing with so many different people, family, friends, a lot of former players. It was just I couldn't have scripted it any better. It was just a fabulous experience. Probably one of the best times I ever had with my entire family being together, children, grandchildren, cousins. It was all just perfect.
I know I've said it to you and others have said it to you when you retired that you deserve every accolade you've gotten and every accolade you're going to get. But when that moment finally happened going into the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is the highest honor in this sport, and you just mentioned everybody was there. I saw Peter Laviolette was there, and you know, Barry Trotz and every people that you've worked with over the years. Is that when it finally hit you that you had accomplished so much in your career and that you were finally getting that accolade? Is that when that moment hit?
Unfortunately, that was not the moment. The moment was actually in the middle of my speech, where I just was talking, and you know, I kind of had I was a little nervous as always when you're speaking a little bit there, and I was about halfway through, and I just something like clicked. And if you watch how I was speaking, I hesitated, and it was like I kind of peeked at the audience a little bit, and I was like, that was my what am I doing here moment, and you know, this is real. So it was kind of a little bit shocking that I did that, but it was like I'm lucky I kept it together at that point, I guess, and you know, finished my speech. But it's kind of repeating myself. But as you said, you know, like coaches, I've only had like six coaches in 41 years, and you know, Barry was there, Peter Laviolette from Washington, Terry Murray, and Jim Schoenfeld. I mean, all my assistant general managers that I've had over the years were all there. Had you know, friends, relatives. It's just a cool thing, and they present you with that ring on Friday, and that's like another one of those moments. Like, oh my gosh, this is I'm in the Hall of Fame. So anyway, it was I think I just need to kind of decompress a little bit and kind of go through it. That's what my wife and I were saying this morning. Is oh my God, all those things that happened this week, and hopefully we'll get you know it's. Get enough pictures, we can kind of put this all together. But it was, I'm sort of saying the same thing here, Chase. It was pretty fabulous.
Well, it should be fabulous. David Poile is with us, the Hall of Famer, on the line with us. You know, you said the day it happened, you said when you retired that one of the hardest, maybe the hardest decisions you ever had to make as a manager was trading Shea Weber. To be able to share that moment with him, to go into the Hall of Fame, to see his picture in a Predators uniform as a Hall of Famer, was that kind of the full circle moment that you guys were able to do that together?
Yeah, it was terrific. I mean, the you know, first Preds drafted player to get into the Hall of Fame. You know, we've been through a lot together. As I said, you know, we draft these players when they're 18 years old, and Shea comes to training camp, goes back to junior. Starts off in Milwaukee, you know, then he gets married, has kids, becomes one of our best players ever, becomes the captain of our team. And then, you know, again, to, you know, the toughest part, as you said, was trading him. And as you know, he and I have had a lot of conversations about that. And I think, you know, it's all good. There was certainly some hurt on both sides. I mean, that's not something that he asked for, but, and it was very topical to be, you know, very blunt with you up there after we got our rings. There was a big media scrum, and you know, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, the media, you know, came to me and wanted to know why I traded Shea, and they did the same with him. So, and when in a what I would call a perfect moment of my career, or the pinnacle of my career, and for sure for Shea. You know, we're still, I felt like I was a general manager all over again and justifying my existence. And, you know, it was a little unfair to Shea also. So, you know, it's just the way it is as far as a general manager life. I mean, Mike Gartner, who gave the speech to introduce me for the Hall of Fame, played for me in Washington, and I traded him. So it's just the life of a general manager. It just hangs on, I guess.
We're talking to David Poile, a Hall of Fame member on the Chasing Big Joe show. And David, it's so great to hear your voice. At some point during your introduction on Monday night, did they bring up the fact that you were an outstanding hockey player at Northeastern and still hold the record for hat tricks at Northeastern? Was that brought up?
That was they showed, while you're speaking, they showed some video and had different highlights. And I was told that they had a picture of me at Northeastern. It's I'm like fine wine as far as my hockey career, playing career. Just I'm getting better with age, and nobody knows, so it's great.
Oh, that's fantastic. You talk about that, and Chase asked you about the speech, but, you know, when you get up there and get to do that, when you're talking, I mean, I guess all the emotions of your parents taking you to the rink, your parents helping you out, I mean, and then your kids with everything. I just couldn't imagine how you get through a speech like that, David, without becoming so emotional about all the people that helped you along this journey, because I'm sure there are many that you didn't get a chance to thank or honor during your speech the other night.
No, you're supposed to talk for five minutes, and I think I was right about that amount. Jeremy Roemick went a lot longer than that, but they try to be fair to everybody. What really helped in the situation is that I had a party the night before for about 150 people, which was friends, family, hockey people, all that, where I spoke a lot longer, and I was able to basically look at somebody in the eye and talk to them and thank them for everything they had meant to me and my family, you know, during my hockey career. And I think that helped in terms of, you know, making a speech, because the way I started off that evening, I said, this is my thank you party for everybody that's been part of my career and helped me along the way. And tomorrow night at the induction ceremony, I only have 5 minutes. So there's no way I'll be able to recognize you tomorrow night. Everybody kind of laughed at that a little bit. But then I got to, you know, thank a Peter Laviolette or a Barry Trotz.
You know,
or even I recognize a Shea Weber, that type of thing. And I felt really good about that that night and my ability to thank everybody that helped me.
Oh, that is so great. You know, Dave, when you look at the Nashville Predators as a whole from the time, you know, you started here, you came in 96, 97 to now, to watch this city embrace this hockey team and fall in love with it, and you were the biggest part of this, what was that feeling like, and what is it feeling still like to watch this town turn into Smashville? Because I grew up here, David, and look, I love this hockey team, but for you, it's got to be a different and a special kind of love.
No, it was the whole thing is fabulous. Like, you know, they say, what would you like to, you know, change in your career, what have you? I don't like doing that. I don't think there's any value of really going back. All I know is that it was a good decision. I had another opportunity, as you might remember, back in 98 to go to another team versus coming to a brand new team in Nashville, and I chose this route. My father had been the general manager of two expansion teams, the Philadelphia Flyers and the Vancouver Canucks, and I saw what his journey was like. I saw the strengths and the good things that happened, and I also saw some of the things that maybe he would like a little bit of a do-over on, and I really wanted to, you know, to do this. And again, as you know, you were here, we all lived through it. It was not easy. I mean, there was some highs, there were some lows, there was a shift in ownership. Craig Leopold sold the team and got another team in Minnesota. And there was, you know, talk of the team not even making it and moving to Hamilton. So we got through all that. And that's another aspect, too, is that there was a lot of the owners that came to my induction to the party, and I was able to thank them to, and, you know, for working through all of the situations to get us from a team that was, you know, was existing in the NHL, but we weren't competing at the highest level, and you know, you need everybody to get on board. And again, one of those things that maybe was one of the worst days in Predators history was, you know, maybe trading Shea Weber, but on the other hand, maybe it was one of the best days, because it really was a wake-up call for everybody, and I think also the ownership of what we needed to do to compete in the NHL. And I don't think we really looked back since then. And, you know, I thank all the owners. Herb and Barbara Frisch were at my induction. Bill Haslam, my new owner, and I said to Bill in front of everybody that I think the best is yet to come. And with Bill's leadership for the Predators and for the city of Nashville, I think the Predators are only going to become better, more popular, and more, you know, more involved in the community. So It's been a fantastic experience. As I said at the start, I don't want to change anything. It really was great, and it turned out basically to live up to all my expectations.
Hockey Hall of Famer David Poile is on the line with us, and he and Shea Weber will be back at Bridgestone Arena on November 23rd as the team takes on Winnipeg as a part of a pregame ceremonial puck drop and other things that will be going on, so we look forward to that. So, David, I run into your son Brian every now and again when I'm at the arena, and we rarely really talk hockey. It's always, one, how's Wyatt, and two, how are your parents doing, and usually you're traveling somewhere is the report that I get. I know you're still involved with the team and things, but was it easier or harder than you expected to kind of let go of the day-to-day and enjoy being grandpa and doing some things that you've done since your retirement?
I think I was ready and prepared. Nobody usually has a little bit of a road ahead where they can plan out their own retirement and, you know, name their own successor. And so, you know, basically I had a whole year to get used to it, to think about it, and to, you know, put Barry in charge. So I think we were ready for it. I mean, you know, 50 plus years in this business, that was a lot of time. I love the job. I think I could still do it, but I really like my new life and my chapter with my wife and my family. And as you said, we're on the go all the time. So I'm trying to make up for not going to hockey rinks every day, but going to different countries and visiting my family and all that stuff. And again, I'm a lucky guy, and I can't ask for anything more.
Well, we're very, very happy for you. It is so well deserved. I will say congratulations over and over again, but you deserve it, and I can't wait to see you on the 23rd when you're back at Bridgestone Arena with Shea Weber. But David, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to talk to you.
And you might want to, when you shake my hand or when I shake your hand, I'll show you the ring. It's
yes.
Awesome. It's really, really good. It's kind of good. It's a good bragging rights.
I definitely want to see the ring for sure. David, thanks so much, and enjoy it. Maybe, you know, get some rest. I know you need some rest. So enjoy.
Yeah, I'm a little tired from the trip. I'm kind of coming down a little bit. You can probably tell in my voice a little bit, but no problem with that. I'll be ready to go. Thanks
awesome.
A lot, guys.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. David Poile, longtime Predators general manager and now Hockey Hall of Famer, joining us here on the program, and always appreciate him. He's always been great with this time.
Oh, absolutely.
So cool. Yep. So cool to see, because it is well-deserved. And again, the game on November 23rd against the Winnipeg Jets, David Poile and Shea Weber will both be at Bridgestone Arena for a lot of different events. So looking forward to seeing them. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.